It is Over the Hump Wednesday, and welcome to another edition of Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here. And as always, thanks for tuning in, boys and girls, on, yes, Over the Hump Day Wednesday. Hopefully you got over the hump like everybody else. I did. Okay. All righty now. Give you some sports news, as I always say, you can't get enough of. And as always, thanks for tuning in there, boys and girls. Let's get on with some sports news. I got to get it off my chest here. I really do. And I got a lot to get off my chest, and then some here. First and foremost, the Detroit Tigers are playing right now. They're in the bottom of the fifth. Two on for Boston in the bottom of it. And the Boston Red Sox in the third inning come up with four runs, overtake the Detroit Tigers by a score of 4-2. That is the present score right now. Tigers came out with gangbusters with Riley Green getting a single. Javier Baez, who has been hot as a firecracker lately, about time, hit a home run that got out of the stadium in maybe less than 2 seconds. However, right now, Skubo is pitching, and he's in a wee bit of trouble. Let's see what happens from this point on. A lot of ball game left. Again, the Detroit Tigers are losing to Boston. Final game to have with Boston this year. But they are very happy. Right now, again, a score of 4-2. Boston is leading. If you have not caught up, the Detroit Tigers traded Trace Thompson to the Los Angeles Dodgers on Monday, according to sources, as the Dodgers star Mookie Betts landed on the injury list with cracked ribs. Upon learning about Betts, for right now, he'll at least miss a couple of weeks. The Dodgers begin searching for a right-handed bat as a short-term replacement in the outfield. He suffered the injury in the first inning of last Wednesday's game. In return, the Tigers will receive some cash considerations. Isn't that lovely? They're doing it again, boys and girls. They're cleaning out their minor league system. Talking about the Tigers. Oh, the Pistons and draft orders will influence their decision tree pretty doggone soon. They spent the last days until tomorrow when that draft come to apparent fruition. On Thursday, they'll be prepared for whatever happened. Still, there's a lot to be left done. Meetings and setting the board and going through all kind of parts and processes and stuff like that there. Trey Reaver said during the pre-draft conference, that's what he said. The Performance Center on Monday, Reaver said that between 7 to 9 players would be happy to be a Pistons selection. I don't know about that. That's likely to include Jarvis Ivey, who worked out for the Pistons and the Orlando Magic during his pre-draft availability on Monday, or Keegan Murray, who met with the Pistons last week. Also, there's possibilities that Jeremy Grant could be moved before the draft night and land a Pistons additional first-round draft pick. It did happen. It happened today, boys and girls. Guess what? The Pistons traded 28-year-old Jeremy Grant to the Portland Trail Blazers for a 4th protected draft pick. 4 of them in 2025. A first-round draft pick from the Milwaukee Bucks, according to ESPN Andre Wojnarowski. I finally got his name right. In the deal, Portland and Detroit will reportedly swap number 36 and number 46 picks in the second round of this Thursday's draft. The Blazers will return the Pistons a 2025 second-round draft pick. Portland also dealt the Pistons a more favorable of his own second-round draft pick from the New Orleans Pelicans in 2026. It's a long way away, boys and girls. Grant averaged 19.2 points away with the Pistons there. And I'm giving you last year's stats of him there. 4.1 rebounds, 2.4 assists in 31 minutes over 47 games last season for the Pistons. As you notice, he missed a lot of games, many games for the Detroit Pistons. However, I think it would be best if Grant go move on. He would be very perfect for the Portland Trail Blazers. While running and gunning team, that is Grant's style. Right now, you got a bunch of young kids for the Pistons right now who don't know which way they're going. Hopefully, this season, they will have some direction and what they need to do and how they need to do it. In my opinion, boys and girls, Detroit Pistons need a good, strong forward, a good, strong, big forward who can shoot, not scared to rebound, and intimidate some of these opponents on the opposite side. They also need a very good shooting guard. I mean a good shooting guard who know how to shoot two-pointers. I'm not saying about no three-point. That's not even in the picture for me. A good two-point shot. And if he gets hot and be able to hit the three-pointers, so be it. But that's just my opinion. We'll see what happens tomorrow night in the draft. And, of course, we'll report on it on Sunday edition of Butch on Sports. After $2.6 million renovation of the Hamtramck Stadium, it's one of the few remaining Negro League ballparks in America. It was unveiled on Monday. Of course, it was unveiled last summer, but they rededicated it with a ceremony and the Negro League tribute of baseball on Juneteenth. The stadium was built in 1930, I should say, 2000, no way. They finally fixed it up in 2000 and some odd. It was a former home of the Stars. It's one of five Major League Negro League ballparks in the United States. The Friends of Historic Hamtramck Stadium, a nonprofit that hosted the event, has worked since 2012 to preserve, restore the stadium, and make it into a community resource and a recreational asset, in which they did do that and do it very well. They say they got a lot more work to do in the particular stadium, but right now they have a decent place for kids and others to play and do their recreational standby. They're going to have some lacrosse games on that particular field, some soccer games on that particular field, and they have the resources to do it and do it very well. It's a very nice stadium indeed. And again, it preserves history in Southeast Michigan. The Tampa Bay Lightning turned the tables the other night. They routed the Colorado Avalanche in game number 3 to a 6-2 victory. And the deficit was cut to 1 at this present time, boys and girls. Tampa Bay is leading the Avalanche in the first intermission by a score of 1-0. That game is still going on there. And it's on TV, of course. We're doing the show around about 9 o'clock at this present time right now, so you got time. Detroit Red Wings defenseman Moritz Seider has been named the 2021-2022 Calder Trophy winner, the NFL's or the NHL's top rookie, beating out Trevor Zegras and Michael Bunning for the award. Seider, a lone defenseman of the group, was an absolute beast in his rookie year with Detroit Red Wings. He logged over 23 minutes per night, the most of all the rookies, while carrying top pair responsibilities on the Detroit thin blue line. Excuse me. And I say thin blue line because a lot of work has to be done for the defense. It can't just be Moritz Seider. It got to be some other players to come on in there and join them to make that particular team a legit one in the upcoming season there. But congratulations to Moritz Seider there and his victory. The Red Wings are getting recognized for something. The Florida Panthers hired Paul Maurice to replace Andre Brunette as the head coach. Brunette led the Panthers to the league's best record and the President Trophy and the Jack Adams NHL Coach of the Year finalist in 2021-22. However, the team was swept in the second round by Tampa Bay Lightning, and Brunette was replaced by Joe Quenneville was the actual coach. However, Brunette replaced Joe Quenneville in October 2021 after he resigned due to his association with the Chicago Blackhawks with some dirty stuff that basically right now I don't want to talk about right now anymore. But it was not right, not fitting, and it was good that Quenneville just stepped down and go his way. However, the Florida Panthers is repaying Andre Brunette. They're kicking him out the door. They might keep him for some type of, I don't know, maybe some, you know, coaching or scouting. But Detroit Red Wings, do you hear me? Andre Brunette. Sergei Fedorov. Because everybody else is getting picked. Get somebody that the team don't know and have to respect right away because they're going to give them the once-over lightning. That's all they need. Young team. Good coaching. And a response from the players. Tony Siragusa was a member of the Baltimore Ravens Super Bowl-winning defense who carved out a post-retirement career in media, who was very kind to me at the times that I got to visit or see him when he came down to the Lions' place of business, which was Ford Field. Always a great guy. Always was funny, enjoyable to talk to, very cooperative if you had to talk to him for maybe 2 or 3 minutes. He passed away today. He was 55 years old. Do we have any? Yes, we do have news. The Detroit Tigers let Boston get 2 more runs. They're at the top of the 6th inning. Detroit is losing 6-2 to Boston. I'm just giving you that information. Congratulations are in order for these Upper Peninsula young kids who put it out on the line and did something that basically the first year that the state of Michigan has induced in. Houghton's senior, Maria Valor, who covered the 26.56 seconds, the 251.15, and the 401 minutes, 35 seconds, and some ticks, and recorded a 10-foot toss in the shot put. Now, I'm mentioning this because this is for the disabled kids who basically for the first year in Kingston, they had something going on for kids in high school that basically compete in athletics to their skills or expertise, the wheelchair, swimming, and other sports indeed. And this is something special for the state of Michigan. Also want to congratulate from the Upper Peninsula. Let me see here. Yes, there was Jim Bennett from Marquette. He's a freshman. And Sault Ste. Marie's freshman, Johnny Osborne. Maybe, just maybe, we could talk to him maybe this Monday on the Game Sports Show. Scott, do you hear me? But congratulations to them. There were two others from the Lower Peninsula who did very, very well in there. I'm still digging up their name. But from the information I got from a very reliable source, there were 5 who really did outstanding in this particular first of many specialty events in sports for the kids that has disabilities. Congratulations to the state of Michigan. Congratulations to the kids and all of them who participated in this particular event. For that, I am saying goodbye and getting myself ready for the weekend. Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Check out Butch on Sports on Facebook, always on Facebook. You can always check out Butch on Sports at his homepage, Podomatic.com. Just type in SimPlyButtoO.Podomatic.com. You can also check out Butch on Sports on the GameSportsShow.podbean.com. Yes, get it right there, along with the smorgasbord of delicious shows that the Game Sports Show and some of its great sponsors and stuff give a care and do it very well there. Okay? Very, very well indeed. And don't forget to join us on Mondays on the Game Sports Show with Scott Nason, Dave McKay, and myself. We'll give you sports news, as I always say, you can't get enough of, and then some. And with special guests included, and local sports indeed for the Upper Peninsula. Hey, that's all the time I got for today here. Hopefully all of you will have a very, very great weekend. It's going to be hot as a firecracker this weekend, boys and girls. As right now, we're looking at 92 degrees at 9 o'clock in southeastern Michigan. It was hot yesterday, it was hot today, it'll cool down tomorrow, and back to the weekend, it's going to be hot again. So, hey, enjoy your weekend, and please, by all means, stay safe.